Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane 27. Die president van die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank, Lesetja Ganyagu, sê dit kan die ekonomie knou as die handelsvoordele van die wet op groei en geleenthede in Afrika verloor word. Hy waarsku dit kan uitvoere verswak, groei vertraag en druk op die rand plaas. Die uitwerking daarvan vererger as Amerikaanse tariewe bygevoeg word, wat sal lei tot hoër inflasie en 'n strenger monetaire beleid. Ganyagu pleit vir ekonomiese hervormings en bestendige beleide om handel en finansiële bestendighede te beskerm.
In the United States, economic sentiment is volatile. The year started with surging stock prices and a stronger dollar. More recently, however, the disruptive effects of tariffs and policy uncertainty have come into focus. Growth expectations have now slipped. The US dollar has weakened.
Die departement van vervoer verskerp pogings om die padveiligheid te verbeter met gesamentlike operasies en voertuiginspeksies oor paasnaweek. Dit sluit in die nagaan van bus- en taxiveiligheid met die fokus op padwaardigheid. Minister Barbara Creecy het by die bekendstelling van die paasfees padveiligheidsveldtog gesê die departement, burgerlike samelewing en geloofsinstellings vat hande om veilige reise tydens paasfees te bevorder.
The National Traffic Police, the South African Police Services, Cross-Border Road Traffic Agency, Border Management Agency will all work together to patrol routes leading to Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga, Free State, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and high visibility will be maintained in Gauteng.
Die presidentie ontken beweringe dat Suid-Afrika en Iran saamwerk aan kernprogramme en noem die beweringe ongegrond. Die presidentie het herbevestig Suid-Afrika het sy kernwapenprogram voor 1994 laat vaar en die Verenigde Nasies kan die proses bevestig. Die woordvoerder van die presidentie, Vincent Makwenya, hou vol daar is geen geheime oor kernooreenkomste in Suid-Afrika nie en moedig diegene wat beskuldigings rondslinger om bewys te verskaf.
By the time a democratic government took over the leadership of this country in 1994, South Africa had ceased in engaging in any form of nuclear capacity development for weapons purposes. And again, we will reject the assertion that we have a sinister program with Iran.
En Russiese en Amerikaanse ambtenare sal maandag in Saudi-Arabië samensprekings voer oor Oekraïne. Die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump het hierdie week met Russiese president Vladimir Putin en die Oekraïense president Volodymyr Zelensky gepraat en die VSA sal in die komende dae ook verdere samensprekings voer met Kiev. Putin, se woordvoerder, sê die afvaardigings moet samensprekings voer oor die Swart See waaroor Putin en Trump gepraat het. Meer op jackaranfm.com, klik op news. Ek sê my op in our top story this hour, the Reserve Bank says if South Africa is not included in the AGOA agreement, it would damage the country.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is kind of true. It's a global trade thing that we've become used to in the aid money that we need as well. So, ongelooflijk, we're in a better position than a lot of other countries that have been waiting for AGOA and also medical handouts like for the HIV AIDS programs. We can manage ourselves if there's no money coming in from overseas, but a lot of other countries around us are going to really suckle. And then,
exactly. One of the examples is USAID provided some TB treatment.
That's
for
right.
Lesotho.
Yeah.
It's standing in storage facilities and it can't get out because USA was freezed.
And this is live vaccine stuff and everything. Hey, seeing as I've got the expert here, what happened with the repo rate yesterday? Ganyagu was supposed to tell us.
It remained unchanged.
Unchanged.
Due to you know, it's. It's a